Okay, thanks, Jim. I'm joined now by Sheila Matthews, co-founder of AbleChild.org. We've spoken to Sheila in the past, parents for label and drug-free education and things going on as far as the outcome of Sandy Hook, a task force study there, and we'll find out what Public Act 13-3 means. And Sheila, welcome. Good morning. How you doing?
Good, Tony. Thank you so much for having AbleChild on today.
Sure. Great. Tell us about this task force study and maybe some of the concerns you have coming out of that.
Sure. The task force put out a summary of their recommendations, 47 of them, in the aftermath of Sandy Hook. And basically, our concern is the quality of care recommendations and the fact that the focus is on more mental health services and just shy of forced medication. And we clearly think that that's a violation of civil rights and is a concern regarding informed consent and the right to refuse psychiatric drugs.
Okay, now they do say shy of forced medication, so they're not talking about forced medication, correct?
Well, correct, but the fact is shy of, let's take a look at the word shy.
So you're saying everything up until, but not including, so it's still too far.
It's very much too far. We're not talking about giving consumers alternatives to psychiatric drugs. We're looking at the state basically taking a hammer to the child's brain with chemicals, and we just are opposed to that.
Now, you mentioned in the past, I think we've spoken in the past about how the psychological, I guess, studies or the medications of what that Adam Lanza may or may not have been on with Sandy Hook have not been released. What's the importance of that?
Well, when you're basing millions of taxpayer dollars on policies that affect mental health, the actual mental health records are key to understanding where the state of Connecticut failed in its mental health services to Nancy Lanza and her son Adam. Without that data, we can't really make informed decisions regarding legislation and policy.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a step back and maybe talk a little bit about the mission statement of AbleChild.org so we kind of have a context of where you're coming from. Go right ahead.
Sure. Informed consent and the right to refuse psychiatric products and services is AbleChild's mission. So what we want parents to have is all the information before they make a decision to place their child on any mind-altering drugs. We're not opposed to parents making that decision, but however, we want the consumer parents to have all the information, the deadly side effects, the increased risk of suicide, mania. And so with that information, if a parent chooses to place their child on these medications, then they certainly can.
Mm-hmm. Now, these 47 recommendations, you point to a couple there. Are the others, for the most part, okay with you, or they really don't apply to what you're working on? Tell us that.
Well, they should concern all consumers because the recommendations are expanding the grip of the psychiatric industry and the drug companies getting into our school system and screening our children by subjective checklists on their state of mind. And of course, we send our children to school to be educated, not medicated. So I believe that they have used the Sandy Hook mass murder suicide to expand the psychiatric and drug companies' grip on society.
Is there a concern from your perspective that that perhaps medication Adam Lanza may have been on could have caused this rampage?
Absolutely. The last place he was seen was Yale Child Study Center, and according to the police investigation, he was placed on Celexa. He had a side effect. He went to Yale Child Study Center, and Nancy Lanza went there and said, "My child is having an adverse drug event," and instead of Yale Child Study Center recommending seeking the MedWatch system, which is the consumer's reporting system of adverse events to the FDA, they basically labeled her non-compliant, which is a concern.
Mm-hmm. Is there a balance that has to be struck here? Because you hear people that'll say, listen, somebody, when they're not on their meds, then they have a lot of problems. Then others say they're on their meds and the meds are causing the problem. What Is there a common ground that could be reached here? Is there validity to both arguments, I guess, might be the question.
Well, I would say that the common ground is informed consent, and the obviously public safety is a real concern here. We can all champion around public safety. And the fact is that if there's an increased risk of a child having an adverse event when going on the medications or coming off the medications, I would say increased blood work would have to be done, more oversight, and again, holding psychiatrists accountable for forcibly medicating children, which does happen, and also giving them a cocktail of drugs. So I would say common ground is good public policy regarding legislation. It's not whether you should use the drugs or you shouldn't use the drugs. It's safety and informed consent.
All right, let's talk about legislation. Now, these recommendations here, what happens with them now from this task force?
Well, it's an election cycle right now. So basically, these are just recommendations, thank God. So we have an opportunity to go in when the legislative session opens and again promote MedWatch and drug safety and consumer-informed consent. So, you know, these are recommendations. So we have the ability to enter the legislative process when it opens again up in the fall.
Now, in this past spring, you weren't too successful, were you? Or did you make any headway, I guess might be a better way of putting it.
No, we were not successful, and I hate to say that because I really love to tout all our successes. However, Able Child submitted in 5 different committees the MedWatch reporting system. Our testimony was lost in 2 committees, which was very concerning, and we were not even given an opportunity to be heard in a public hearing.
Okay, so you're gearing up now for the next legislative session in next spring of 15 to, or I should say winter and spring of 15 to put forth. Now, those 47 recommendations, are you okay with most of those?
No, I'm not. Not until we get the medical records of Adam Lanza should we be investing taxpayer dollars in expanding a mental health system that clearly is broken. So, no, these recommendations are not healthy for the American people.
Okay, so cart before the horse, I guess might be...
Exactly.
All right, great. And again, ablechild.org, the name of the organization, and that's the website as well? And
yes.
People can find out more information there?
Yes, and we have free membership, and we would love to have your membership.
All right, good. Want to put out a shout-out. Who's your co-founder?
Patricia Weathers.
Okay, she's based in New York.
That's correct.
All right, great. We've been speaking with Sheila Matthews. She is the co-founder of ablechild.org, the organization, and the website as well. Sheila, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, that's Sheila Matthews. I'm Tony Savino. Jim?